That must send back to Oliver.
That is right.
He go Saudi Arabia, go official, come officiate the Arsenal game. Who were employing and owners of Manchester City? Now they employ him to go officiate those games. You can't still come again, call the bluff whistle for those who pay you money as a coach. Nobody knows what happened internally. We don't know now, only gossip a year. And most of these gossip are lying. But good example too, Arsenal man Ateta. When Arsenal lose against Lens, press conference. I love my players.
That one, your own opinion.
Truth is, your father opinion.
You know, yes,
is
yes.
That right?
Hello, my people, and welcome once again to Football Mede Mede Podcast. And of course, my name is Jovita Aki. As usual, I carry people joy body. I carry Manalata, and of course, Onokala Onyebuchi. And together, we'll go run this one right here. Una, welcome.
Jovita, you look good.
Oh, thank you.
I like your scarf.
Oh, wow.
And your hair.
Oh, wow. Thank you. All right, Emmanuel, make we start with you. The one we'll be saying concerning the English Premier League as so far so good. The league don't start, and of course, they don't play like 8 games so far now. But then, what will be your take on the situation of things, especially on top of the table? Tottenham right now, even though they did the same point with Arsenal, they top the table.
Yeah, now them I really want to talk about. They don't really impress me so far for this season. Despite the fact that the coach where they get right now and a new guy to the game, but he keep focus and in the show say yes. Despite the fact that they lose one of their Bundesliga star player to Bayern Munich, Harry Kane, they know that one will distract them at all. They keep their own game open. Get all the 3 points for the day, what they really need. Their last game now, their last game now, away to Luton Town, they win 1-0 against All Old with one man down. It could tell you the kind team we don't prepare for this season as it stands. So, I get that belief, say, Tottenham Hotspur will be that team where we will make the top four at the end of this campaign. And some of the Ogbonge big boys for the EPL, they are clean big boys, one of them will suffer. Maybe between Manchester United, Chelsea, one of them like that. But I know say Tottenham Hotspur, Liverpool, they will make top four.
All right, Buchi, make I come to you. This man they call Postecoglou. Since we say he don't take over Spurs, Spurs don't they look like a more attacking side? And apart from that one, they don't be like people who say want challenge for the title. How you see him?
I don't believe they go challenge for the title, but I believe they will qualify for Europe. Ange Postecoglou, a fantastic man manager, fantastic coach. You need to watch in press conference to understand the ideologies of this man. It go hard for you not to like the man, because the man, a man of honor, man of respect. And not be like Jose Amos, but not say they like gra, there, but he came with the calm. And when he come, they lose Harry Kane, but he come make them more of a team. They play like a unit right now. Make some small changes, sign that Mickey Van Der Ven boy, that boy they play well for defense. They rest some big boy, Eric Diaz, that on bench. Never start game this season. Perry Hoffman, your start game this season with Tottenham Hotspur. These are two of their biggest players. But he promotes some players like Pape Matassar, good player, and also Bissouma, who they get in best season with Tottenham Hotspur, not come since. So him not a good coach. You go see a good coach, a team that is well-trained, a team with trust in their manager. They no go fit win league, it sure me. But at least top four should be their priority.
You feel say Spurs go fit hold on to this top position till December?
That one could be very difficult, because teams, they try to come back from the mistakes that they were making in the past, as they not did that position. Like, people, they feel see that number one and two position at their bet right. Teams like Man City, we know Man City now, they suffer from injury. Some of their bunge players, they injury. And I believe when those players come back and they win some of their matches, it could be very difficult for Spurs to stay there. And again, Arsenal, even like, they never really balance. They still get injury worries, but they still win. So imagine if those players come back, Mikel Arteta can get options, they don't blend. Teams will take them over 8 years to beat them for their own home, Man City. At the weekend, they beat them 1-0. The confidence on the comeback, they don't look like team where we will not go like put our fans for the kind of predicament open them for the last season. Again, we need to win matches to make sure yes, we stay up there. You understand? So you go hard for Spurs to the number one.
Make we talk about defending champion Man City. We don't see some kind of mixed results so far. They don't lose back-to-back matches for the past almost a week now. They don't lose back-to-back, lose against Wolverhampton Wanderers, lose against Arsenal. And this one now worrying thing for Pep Guardiola, you feel say the absence of Rodri and especially Kevin De Bruyne follow join this one, or you feel say Man City don't they lose that grip on the title?
Jovita, only a fool would doubt Pep Guardiola. Only a fool, like a big concrete fool. Every team, they get their own struggles. The good thing about Pep, he say in team, they already struggle early in the season. If you observe, their struggles, they come early, middle, then they struggle at the end. You know what's up. And don't forget, then lose one of their best players in Ilkay Gundogan. We go Barcelona. They don't lose some very good player. Riyad Mahrez too, don't be regular too, but now one of their leaders too. And if you check, like you said, Rodri come up for the match, that's one of the reasons why they lose. They go feel losing they one of the reasons. Say, I can never doubt a Pep Guardiola. That struggles, it happened to every team. The earlier you struggle, the better. That's why they are pissed after they win, they struggle small, small now. Even though say Arsenal they win, you go to see Arsenal they struggle small, small. You better say you struggle early, see your mistakes, and fix it towards the end. Never doubt Pep Guardiola. If you doubt Pep Guardiola, let me say, he's not the one for the first time. That man can never.
Ellen Brutalan now, for like 2-3 games now, bros, they shoot blank. In fact, against Arsenal, no single shot on goal from Ellen Brutalan.
Even for Champions League against the Leipzig, you cannot score anyone. The reason no, you go understand with him, if you give him excuse, maybe the man with the supply him, they pass Kevin De Bruyne, they out of the games where he don't play so far. So maybe the midfield, that setup need to do well enough. I don't understand that. But that doesn't mean they need to score. They get another Bunga striker in Julian Alvarez where the score goes for them. But, and again, you go say, for Premiership, it is very hard for a striker to be consistent back-to-back successfully. Like you do this season, do next season. They go, don't study you. In come last season with fire, everything. People don't understand. Who be this kind of guy, you know, with the win ball. Now people don't know how to mark him. They don't study him. You understand? You see, if you watch their game against Arsenal, you see waiting William Saliba and Gabriel Mahrez Duam. You understand? You go, no, see, yes. It plays, they don't go study how to mark this guy. So the same way other five and six for other teams, they go study him. Until maybe Pep Guardiola, not tactician, he will try to bring another method on how the guy will fit the function again as a top nine.
Among we look Arsenal, Bukayo Saka out for the Gunners and even out from international duties for England. But then, how important Bukayo Saka day to Arsenal and of course their waka from now go reach December?
100%. Saka for me the most important Arsenal player. Everybody the important. But in the important, because say him, one of the most consistent players for Arsenal. This is the first game when they miss it, like 80-something games. That means saying fitness, you start to take good. And when Saka did the pitch, you go know when Saka did the pitch because the boy know the stop. He keeps trying, he keeps trying, he keeps trying. So Saka, very important. Now why you get team. Like I like the words of Gabriel, he's when he talks, say, in the play from the wings because the Arsenal get injury issues. When one player come out, another player enter. Good example, the game against Everton, where Martinelli get injury, Trossard enter, score. Against City, Trossard get injury, Martinelli enter, score. They say one person come out and that person go use that, they enter. That now why you get big squad. Saka is a talented, as in one of the best wingers in the world. And the good thing about Saka, we say, if you look in character, you look in attitude, this is a guy, without a doubt, you know, see, or more with the way when they go, in direction, they straight to greatness. Because the boy, they very, very humble and a nice person.
And still on Arsenal, they never lose any game, just like Tottenham Hotspur this season. I think they'll be the only two
Champions
teams
League,
never, Premier I mean, League, for Premier lose. League, they never lose any game, just like Tottenham Hotspur. You feel say they're fit, they're this consistent.
I think they need to learn from last season. And I believe, say, I think they don't learn from last season. That's why he know they won the rush or won't think about tapping table. That's why he buy one of the most important. People don't understand the importance of Declan Rice for Arsenal. People don't really understand what that guy is coming to do at Arsenal. That guy don't give Arsenal the advantage they need against smaller teams because smaller teams, they bully Arsenal if Arsenal no hold the ball. This boy don't really care whether he hold the ball or not. He's a bully of an attacker. They ask someone question after the match, say, Afa, why are you so good at Arsenal? He said, the same thing that they do for West Ham. How they do for Arsenal? But the Arsenal probably say, they technically different. So Arsenal don't learn. So I don't believe that they go make that kind of mistake when they do last season. So can't tell me good to fail. Failure is bad. But if you don't fail, you don't go learn. The problem with failing is that when you fail, are you really proud of your failure? You don't admit, say, you messed up last season. You look yourself, say, oh, more. You get some kind of people say, I won't do it, but say, I don't do. He don't learn. So I don't believe, say, Arsenal. I don't want to talk about league right now. Arsenal has just 8 games to not play. We still get 30 more games to go.
True.
30.
True.
So if they look top of table, no, especially Arsenal fans, last year was the worst. We looked at, they're top. Oh. I'm
but then, Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool, you get as their season don't be. And as I talk of Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool, I also rope in sports and, of course, VAR controversy so far since the beginning of this season. Don't forget, say last season, a lot of teams also suffered. But come be like, say this season, this Liverpool, oh, can't they make the whole referee association for inside England, can't gather, they find solution. Jurgen Klopp say, make them replay game. But for some, they say it no go make sense. But now, the man whether they call Howard Webb don't come out to talk, say, they, it be like saying they too fast anytime we then check VAR. So it be like say, even if they don't make that decision, then go fit still make another one, we fit overrule VAR decision. Waiting be the solution because right now Liverpool don't suffer. In fact, I just suffer the biggest one. We make everybody come they talk. But Liverpool season so far, how you go put up then VAR controversy?
I feel say football, the English football, the introduction of VAR technology, it reduced the vibe of football as a sport. Nothing I just feel because you see football did better in the '90s. You understand? Towards the early 2000s. What is VR no day?
But when they no day, then they rob Peter to paper.
Wait now, you see the real thing. Now even when you did not, they rob. Last season, there are some teams where they suffer from this VR wahala. Teams like Arsenal,
yeah,
they suffer.
Even earlier this season, so Nottingham Forest against Man U.
Teams like Chelsea suffer last season because of some kind of costly mistakes. West Ham suffer. You understand? Now it gets some teams where English Premier League organizers you do where it did to the obvious. Not be everything. Technology na man make them fine. You understand? They all right to consult VAR, fine. But like taking the decision where you don't consult the VAR as your own referee, as you be referee, what it be your instinct?
Make your points,
you understand? What it be the essence of rushing to take decision? So me, I feel say the VAR input for the league this season so far after 8 games it's too much. Maybe they could try to do something where sometimes to rush take decision after they shake the VAR camera.
You agree with Howard Webb say even after VAR don't shake, they still fit reverse the decision.
Of replays? They don't bond their way. They don't bond their papa way. I'm saying they replay every game now.
No, I mean when they don't take the decision on top of the field of play, like now something happened, they take decision on VAR take decision. They say they fit still reverse the decision.
Those were the
upstairs. Why use VAR?
Now me say they come and contact their referees that are irresponsible. They come out to indict yourself. Because if you be referee, but you get video evidence, you see them. And you go against what you see.
You feel say that VAR way than they check, then they too fast to make that conclusion. Should
if,
1 minute.
If referee day on the pitch make it shown in 10 seconds, give red card, give yellow card, give goals, why he go this slow to check machine? You know they had. It's easy. At least what's come to worst, 1 minute, we go understand, especially if not big call. And remember, it's not every call VAR they make. Now some specific calls. Nine VR what they make. They don't take all the power come up with the referee. The referee still get some power that they do. You get some this referee go call. VR no good day involved at all. VR go respect yourself. VR already comes in for the crucial and most important calls. Why would they see this wahala for England? Because the mistakes keep on happening consistently. Since 2019, it keeps on happening. They say one thing they happen now. Insanity is repeating the same thing and expecting different results. It makes no sense. You they punish this club. These clubs, they put in their heart and their soul in winning points. And you go, serve you. It's not fair. It's wickedness. And again, this is what if you say you go punish them. 1-2 game, you punish them. Sack them. Chase them away. If players, they get public jury, we don't need to do the player. Let's know what's happening with this referee too. Hold this accountable. Hold them responsible. They are killing and spoiling the game. It's not fair. Apologies changes nothing. Like you talk, last season Arsenal, I brought Arsenal 2 times. Arsenal lose the league by 5 points.
Yeah.
It's Arsenal against Arsenal for winning the league. Are you kidding me? Who go down? Which club? One club go down for Premier League because if VAR make the wrong call on the last day of the
Leicester
season.
City.
Because VAR make the wrong call, that's why club relegates. Can you tell me about the play? When club relegates? I like what pep talk. Chest up, it will move on. But something needs to happen to these referees in England. Why always England? That is the question. Why always England? Did they make mistakes for Italy, for Spain? No. Did they make that mistake? But now once, let's expect it. But in England, it's every damn week.
I feel the reason is marketing. Football in England is more of marketing than
talking about referees in England. We hear say Darren England and the other guy will be say officiate that particular match. Bingo, United Arab Emirates.
Yes, 16 hours
flight. Go and come join the team. We officiate that game between Spurs and Liverpool.
Should English referees be traveling now to officiate that game?
So
it should not be.
Should they be allowed to go out when they know they get game, especially when they're close to the weekend?
That must sound like Oliver.
That is why.
You go Saudi Arabia, go official, come officiate the Arsenal game. Put where employer and owners of Manchester City. Now they employ them to go officiate those games. You can't still come again, call the bluff whistle for those who pay you money. Are you fucking kidding me?
That one, your own opinion. Matter you, the truth
your father opinion.
You know, yes,
is
yes.
That right?
I got the toss in football for England and marketing. Mm. And if you don't do marketing, what do you want to get? Not be to
you
make
stole
money.
This opinion. This is my opinion.
You understand? So why go cut
you stole this idea from me because I've been talking to you every day. You know, you can't
you don't get it.
That motherfucker.
Football
you
for England and marketing.
That's what people saying every time.
Football for my England.
I don't say this marketing too much.
Compared to Spain. Compared to Italy, compared to other European, even Germany, you understand? Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to understand the idea. If you go to England, you understand, mm-hmm. for some of us that have been to England, you understand?
Yeah.
They don't really get anything, you understand? I don't tell you to argue. They never really get anything. The only thing where it make England, what's it keep England there as a country? Now say they get educational structure, you understand?
Yeah,
and so for football, That area of sports to them is marketing, and they generate income to the economy. So using the referee, one of their referees, they Saudi go officiate a league, they come back.
They pay them more. They pay them in the Premier League.
Yes, they pay them more because I want to go collect. Don't forget a certain
side
percentage.
Hustle.
Yeah, certain percentage. They go to their own referees association. So now the best of the best that they use for the league, and in they need to generate money. So until we understand that, we're not going to just stay here, they kill ourselves or being emotional about it.
All right, Mercury Shapale on top injury worries. How injury worries go take impact the title chase this season? Because we don't see injury worries for Chelsea. The only team we're not get wounded on are Wolverhampton Wanderers.
They be wolves now. But sexy. that's why players they come. See, I think FIFA and the rest are not being fair to these footballers. As an average football fan, I want to see ball play every week. I want to see ball every weekend. Midweek safe, but some kind of time is not fair. If you observe, most of the injuries that happen right now are hamstring injuries.
Yeah.
Most are hamstring. You get hamstring injury when you don't walk where. When your muscle are kind of getting weak. That's now why it is weak or it is tear. These players are human. I think it's the first time in a long time we get so many injuries.
And not just
Chelsea,
matches for
Man
season.
U, City, everybody. Arsenal. Every big club, they get big injury. Not be coincidence. These players are playing too much. That's why I support Rafael Varane when he released that statement. When they talk to Negoli, add like 6 or 7 more minutes for every game. Why? These are players. Protect your players. That last next season, they're going to talk to them. Players or clubs of Europe, they play more games.
Yeah.
Why are you adding more games to these footballers when you really protect them properly? It is not fair. And you give cap to number of players. You say club go fee sign. You the what the club say, okay, no sign, no get enough squad though. You get more go for your bench too, and you still want them to play more football. These players are humans at the end of the day. And more injury is getting worse. International break right now.
Yes.
Players are going to international break.
Yeah.
Saka won it again. What did they get injury? He's injured. It's weird when you see some players getting injury. It's actually very, very weird. Like at the end of the day, but it'll be firewood.
Well, I feel say coaches should also learn to rotate their squad perfectly because you get some players who say, good, you wonder, this player did this club. For instance, in England, there are the top 4 teams, they play more than 4 or 5 competitions in the season right now. So
but
I feel
every point is important.
Every point is important. Now, you get some league games where you go consider those players where they put for bench. You understand? You don't go expect a player will play Champions League on Wednesday. You understand? Now, for instance, Newcastle play Champions League on a Wednesday. They can't play now the following weekend, that weekend on Sunday or Saturday, that they play maybe Nottingham Forest or something because the point is important.
You know
why you get player where they are bench when you play that Champions League. Why you not just rotate them? Instead of you to start the play. So those things
and
are...
also bear in mind, say, everybody they punch you for three, four trophies.
You know, are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what is the essence of you having 35, 40 players where you register?
Who 35 players?
You understand?
You know who the players? Who 35 what? Players? Who 35 players?
You register 35 players for a season. You're 30 players for a season.
Now, you can't get 35.
You understand? And then you're not using...
Who 35 players?
Let me talk now.
You're lying. No, this is what I'm getting. You're lying.
All right.
Who 35
okay, how many players has
Are you kidding me?
How many players has Nugget?
To the South Premier League.
All 26. Right. Mark, we check the fixtures after the international breaks and, of course, the table as it takes stand before this international break where we say we don't enter. So we'll just sharply check the fixtures and, of course, the tables first and, of course, the fixtures. So we don't see the tables, how they take stand after 8 games. So they take stand. Manchester, Chelsea, no leave, no transfer. They still there where they did. And, of course, the bottom three, Burnley, Bournemouth, and, of course, Sheffield United. But I say at least the two of them.
Just the 11 points? I don't know. I'm surprised.
At least they don't. They pick up small. Yeah. And, of course, the fixtures right after the international break, the way we say then go take play as well. We go sharply bring that one also. Saturday, 21st of October. That's after the international break.
Oh,
we don't see big matches go happen. Chelsea go welcome Arsenal for Stamford Bridge. Sharply Liverpool Everton.
Draw.
Bournemouth Wolves.
Wolves to win.
Brentford Burnley.
Burnley go win.
Man City Brighton.
Draw.
Newcastle Crystal Palace.
Newcastle to win.
Nottingham Forest Luton.
Nottingham Forest
Chelsea Arsenal.
Arsenal. Can I have a hat-trick?
Chelsea to win.
Can I have a hat-trick?
Sheffield United, Man United.
Man United to win.
Aston Villa, West Ham. That one will be very big game too.
Very big game.
That's on Monday. That's a Sunday.
Yes.
But all these games, only one game on Sunday.
Yes, and only one game on Monday as well.
Okay.
Spurs, Fulham. Spurs, they're on fire right now, but then Fulham can always pull a surprise. All right, now, so the fixtures right after the international
Liverpool
break,
to win.
And so he go take B. Now you wake up.
No, Liverpool to win.
Liverpool to win.
It's a derby game.
It's a derby game.
Yeah,
yes.
But Liverpool to win based on the final.
That's a side
derby.
Yeah.
All right, on top of that one, make we sharply. God, the one we consign Mikel Obi, and of course, waiting to talk concerning the way with Ten Hag. I take treat the guy where then they call Jadon Sancho. Mikel believe say the bros suppose, you know, handle that matter in a different way. Say if now Alex Ferguson he go handle them privately, but then I want to ask, share Jadon Sancho do bad to speak out?
No, you know, Dubag, I think he's speaking mind. The guy is a talented player. He want to play. And I feel, say, Eric Ten Hag, no see, maybe in the guy playing pattern, or, you know, they talented enough to his own opinion. So he try to put him on bench. So yeah, I feel, say, Sancho speaking mind, whether I like it or not. Personally, if you say Sancho, the likes of Foden, the likes of Mason Mount, all of them, they did the same class. They be potentials where, if consistently they play every time, they go improve. But if they put them for bench for the likes of Antonio and Marcia and the rest, you understand? So I feel say the guy got speaking mind. As a footballer, you get right to talk your mind.
You feel Eric Ten Hag threw him under the bus?
Yes. Because I believe, say, as a coach, you have to defend your players publicly and criticize them internally. Note, these footballers are not children. They are matured, married men. They are men who they provide. Some players, they mess up quite all right. The guys come and say, you go there over the moon. Then you have to defend yourself. But not every time. Eric Ten Hag, we don't see this thing happen too much. In like, could they play 3 hours? Look at this last weekend when they asked him, why remove Casemiro? See what he talk? Say, I want to play more football. Indirectly, we think when go say, okay, Casemiro, they play well. We know, the fans know. So Casemiro have been messing up for weeks. But you, the job of a coach, you need to like get this player's trust. Like, he keeps on doing it. David Egea, Ronaldo, Sancho, the rest. I'm not saying Sancho is a saint. He don't give Sancho chance. Sancho don't mess up on his chance. Like, it don't enter your head. But it gets a kind of time, you need to protect your players as a coach. Nobody knows what happened internally. We don't know. Now, only gossip with the year.
True. Yeah.
And most of these gossip, most of them are lie. We don't know what they happen. That's not why you be the coach. That's not why you get the authority. That's not why they make you get final. That's not why you can sign and unsign players. You need to protect your players. Unlike you compare, but good example too, Arsenal match, Arteta. When Arsenal lose against Lens, press conference, in come back and talk, say, I love my players. Arsenal win, I love my players. Jorginho make mistakes, he said, Jorginho are world-class players. But for inside, he's a beast. Ingo Christian said, you mess up, you fuck up here. But for outside, I will defend you because so I want to get peace. Your trust. Mm. Your trust. Eric Ten Hag, they obviously say he no get the trust of a lot of Manchester United players. It they very, very obvious.
If you say, don't they lose the dressing room?
He don't lose them already. In a matter of time,
players
can gather and sack you. And matter of time, Eric Ten Hag, I believe so. Maybe because they scored Scott McTominay won resurrecting career. That's why I enter. If you look, observe where players come in first. Why this idiot go score now? Why this idiot go score? He had to sack this one. But Eric Ten Hag, now, he did run United like a military cantonment. Yo, you know, get that power. Some coaches don't build their CV. Coaches like Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, those guys, they don't win. They are well respected. They can come out and run their club as a military cantonment because they are well respected, well appreciated. Eric Ten Hag, no apologies to him, no insult to him. He's 53 years old. And now, because in the IAS, he's not really a big coach. Build your CV well and then claim the rights. Not now, he's a fucking nobody.
We they hear say rumors about say they won't send Sancho go on loan from the loan worker. You like say go let and go. Now the best solution to the whole situation be that.
Well, now the best solution so that you don't go the obvious. You don't go scatter the dressing room pata pata. We don't get players where you don't come out. This that kind of situation before come on, go they do better. So the guys still need to play football. In a career, they talk. He get career outside Manchester United. Make it come out, go another club, go play.
And but the being best treated solution. This way, first then stop until they use the first team facilities. They stop and I mean,
that is the coach.
That is why because he fights the club hierarchy, so he got go.
And he no get good advices. You can't come out and talk bad about your whether you like him or not. You can come out and do it. He no say on a good day. Before he do that, he no say he's done. He no. So Sancho mind, I'm going to pray. Maybe then sack the hand.
But the coach safe. More talk him this way. Just for
you
the
talk him, don't talk team, for the
we. For the very first time. For the very first time. This one talk like this way. Get sense more. You understand? Eric Ten Hag. Could CV even get to detect
be like
a
you,
player?
You're fucking nobody now.
You understand? So the thing they pin some. He got some kind of footballer. He get. Until you reach that level.
He's still the man to take Man United.
He is.
I want him to stay there because they fail.
As Manchester United did like this, the biggest mistake where they go do right now, the biggest, not to sack him right now.
Keep him.
The biggest mistake.
He's the man for the job.
Where they go do right now. Not to sack. Well, he already get approach. And that approach, that attitude, you know if he change again, they approach players. Not only... Sancho be the person when they first attack now. Don't they start from Ronaldo? They come and you understand. And rest they come. So in my style be that they went in take handle Ajax. Ajax be like European youth team. You understand? But this is not Manchester United, not main team. So now in style until he gets to that in peak, they don't go fissile. If they suck him now, he go scatter the plants.
And of course, before we walk out, come out, the man that they call Eden Hazard, don't already retire. Wonderful man. They don't describe him as one of the best dribblers for inside the Premier League, where the Premier League don't ever see. If you drop your comment on top that one. But then now here we go.
Sexy, I want to talk about Hazard now.
We don't get now here we go to Football Mede Mede Podcast. Make una join us next time as we get plenty more exciting yarn to talk about
right here on top
Football Mede Mede Podcast. My name is Jovita Ake. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, and of course, follow us on top all social media platforms. Football Republic NG. Jovita, not my name, but if you can call me the sexy Joe. Thank you to Emmanuel and of course, Onokala Onyebuchi. My people are not working, they argue, they go.